way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you text.
Got it there?
Hey, you can't crash the headphones onto the table while we actually want to record. Thanks. Dave Matthews reference?
No. You smashing your face into the microphone multiple times a podcast.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Well, welcome, everybody.
Welcome to another episode of the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with me, Carol.
You are not Carol. I don't know what was coming out of your mouth. That was not your voice. That was weird. Were you trying to be British?
It was like a Masterpiece Theater vibe, and you ruined it.
Master Creep Theater vibe, maybe.
If you're there, yeah.
Well, welcome back, everybody. If you haven't listened before, just plain old welcome, I guess.
Yep.
We are back.
We are.
It's another week. It's been another week of a lot of exciting stuff in our lives.
This was a huge weekend.
A lot. Yeah. We'll get to that. You know, we have to start around Monday.
Oh, sorry.
No, we don't. We really don't.
I was going to say, there's not that much that goes on.
One thing I do want to mention, because we're sitting at where, you know, our quote unquote studio, and I've got a notebook where I take notes when I'm like mixing the show and getting ready to upload it and, you know, coming up with what the description for that podcast should be, what we talked about, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, I come in and written at the bottom of that page says, Joe is a fuckface. Any idea where that might have come from?
I don't know. Did you ask Sam and Hades?
Yeah, I did. And they threw you under the bus, both of them, instantly. Because I had a biscuit in my hand.
That's ridiculous. It doesn't matter what you'd have in your hand.
You want to bet?
They would never throw me under the bus.
Why would you do that, man? That's mean.
Just truthful.
Oh, my God.
Listen, you said the word was underused, so I used it.
It's true. I did say it. I just didn't expect you to turn it on me. Were you talking about a different Joe by chance?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. Fair enough. That's where we're at. This week, though, I did come home from work one day and say, if I get COVID-19, I know exactly where it came from. If you recall.
I do recall.
Yeah, we were in a house, and for those of you from the area, it was in South Buffalo, so it was an older Irish fella, and he was not only a close talker, but he followed us everywhere in the house. So,
rightly so.
Yeah.
You're a shifty character. If you were in my house doing any kind of work, I'd follow you around too.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't for that, I don't think, but I'm convinced that that's the closest I've been to another human being other than you since this whole thing. And yeah. So if I got COVID, that's where it came from.
All right.
We've also come to the same realization for you, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the waitress. Because we left the house on Friday night.
Yeah.
It was the most normal thing we've done probably in all of 2020.
Well, we'll get to that.
But yes.
Talk about where, if, I just want this on the record. In case we do get COVID, we can go back to this podcast recording and they'll be like, there's your contact tracing. The old guy in South Buffalo and the waitress.
The waitress.
Yeah.
At the Rapids Theater.
Who could not hear very well. Because there was loud music playing, but nevertheless, like she was right in your face. She almost like licked your ear. She was so close trying to talk to you or hear you.
It
was weird.
I had to actually take her pen and paper and write down what I was trying to tell her.
Like in Saving Private Ryan when that guy couldn't hear and they were trying to find out.
The shots went off my side. Yep.
That's so, yeah, but your source of COVID is a result of us going out Friday night. And we weren't going to go. Well, I didn't say we weren't going to go. We're kind of hemming high because it was in Niagara Falls. It's like a 35, 40 minute drive for us. But the event we attended started at 7, which was pretty cool because it was relatively early.
Yeah, because I'm old and I go to bed early.
Yeah.
So I usually don't get to go hear live music and bands and stuff.
Yeah.
But I was able to because it was early.
Yeah, so we did go on Friday. We went out to the Rapids Theater in Niagara Falls to see Bloodline play. And
real live music.
Yeah, real live music. Shout out to Bloodline. I'll tag them on these posts and stuff when I update things. But Bloodline is a local band. It's a really cool kind of thing they got going on. So real quick history lesson is back in the day, I was in a band called Sucker Punch. And yeah, back in the day, I said it. All right. Anyway, keep it down there, sister. Back in the day, I was in a band called Sucker Punch, and it was when the original drummer and bass player moved to Florida for like a year, a little over a year maybe. Myself and a drummer joined the band, and we played. So still the same singer, same guitarist, all that stuff. Those guys moved back. They went back in the band, all that stuff. Nobody, it wasn't like, you know, local band breakups.
Long story short.
No.
You used to play in a really cool band with a bunch of guys.
Yeah, so anyway, Jesus Christ. So anyway, the that band eventually disbanded after they had a long, successful run. Mike, the drummer, and Dan, the singer, decided to start another band playing similar music. A lot of the songs like they played on Friday were songs that we had played even back then.
Sure.
But the twist is that Mike's son, Jared, plays bass, and Dan's son, Mason, plays guitar. And so now the band is two dads and two sons, and it's called Bloodline.
They procreated their own bandmates.
Yeah, and I'll have to say,
20 years later,
both of those kids are great at what they do. The band sounded awesome. Dan sounds fucking ridiculously good. I don't know if it's like six months off from singing or whatever, but I mean, he was killing it on every single song.
He's like our age, right?
Yeah.
So it's all right if I say for an old guy, yep. He sounded great.
He sounded fucking awesome.
Especially for the, you know, they sing heavier music.
Yeah, heavier alternative stuff.
Yeah.
It's a lot of...
But he was killing it.
Yeah.
He sounded great.
So Bloodline, great job. You guys sounded fucking awesome, and I hope there's a chance for us to come and see you again. Not in Niagara Falls, if that's possible.
It wasn't
just
that
a heads
bad.
Up.
I would try, really.
But here's... You know, there's one shitty part of the night is we get there and you get to your table and you can finally take your mask off and the waitress comes over and like, hey, you know, you're going to pay cash. Do you want to open up a tab? And I'm like, I'll just open up a tab. You know, I don't know how long we're going to stay. We're going to get
probably have a couple drinks.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So I give her my card. It's at the bar, like as is, you know, customary when you have something on. And we spend a few hours there.
Mm-hmm.
First set and probably 6-7 songs into the band's second set. And we decided to leave. And I left my credit card there.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's great.
I'm guessing that sketchy waitress, she had a really awesome weekend.
Maybe. But I can look at the Capital One app and see if it's been used for anything. So, yeah, it was good and bad. Great to see the band and great to see people out there, too.
Yeah, it was good to see
Mike's
see
wife,
everybody.
Who was our realtor
families
when we bought this house. And
great people.
Yeah. It was awesome. So... Good job, guys. Listen to the podcast. Tell your band friends to listen to it as well.
Yeah, it was a big night. And then last night, we even went to an actual restaurant and sat inside and ate.
We went to Blackthorn in South Buffalo.
Yeah.
Which is so good. We've been there before, but...
Right.
But
not really since the whole COVID thing.
No, not at all. Did we go there and sit outside once? No.
No.
We haven't. That's right. We ordered takeout from there once, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We might have done that, yeah.
Yeah, and that was awesome. Got to sit inside.
It was delicious.
Got to overhear some conversations of some freaking millennials sitting at the table next to us that made us just shake our heads. That was great.
That was such an old person moment in our lives.
It was, for sure.
As we just sat there and there was a table of four guys, you know, probably out just, you know, having an evening, talking about dude stuff. I would say they probably, so all in their 20s, right?
Yeah, mid-20s probably. Yeah.
Having conversations about, you know, all kinds of life stuff and, you know, a little bit about politics and whatnot, as you and I just sat there just listening and shaking our heads and going, ugh, kids. They were having what they thought was like serious, you know, political conversations.
Yeah, it was fun to listen to.
Yeah.
Not to judge. Everybody can have their opinion on stuff, but it was...
But we joked. We were going to go ahead and pull up our chairs and...
here's how it is, kids.
Take them to school a little bit.
Yeah, you can tell they haven't had a lot of life experiences by the way they were talking. It was funny. But it was nice to get out for sure and to have some wonderful food. Shout out to Blackthorn. You guys are killing it too.
Always.
Just like the band.
We did find out, even though we've gone there before, that Blackthorn is actually a walking stick.
Yeah, because when we were walking in, I'd seen it on the sign before. Mm-hmm. There's like a big stick on the sign. I'm like, what the hell is that?
You know what it looks like?
It looks like Yoda's thing from
Dagobah. I was just going to say, an old troll that's like all hunched over. If he had a walking stick, that's what it would look like.
Eating South Buffalo, you will.
Yes.
I kind of sound like an Irish Yoda, but...
Perfect for South Buffalo.
Right, yeah. But that was good. That was fun. It was a fun weekend. It was nice to get in out of the house and do normal stuff, man. When we were driving around for work this week, we had to go to a supply place on Main Street, kind of in the city. And as I'm like looking at it, I'm going, I hadn't been there before, but that section of Main Street looked familiar to me. And it was right down the street from where the murder took place that I was on jury duty for. I connected those dots pretty quickly. It was pretty awesome.
So you were in sketchy section.
Yeah.
You were actually past the downtown section.
Yes. Yeah. But I did serve on that jury duty for a murder in like 2005, I think. And that's where the murder took place.
Yeah. I don't know why people, so like some people really, they get the summons in the mail and they're like, no, I'm going to do everything I can to get out of this.
Right, yeah.
They're like, they don't want to do it. And I'm like, sign me up. Can I do it more often? Because I think it's super interesting.
It was.
Not to sound, and I suppose if you have a job where you're still going to get paid for the time that you're there, then that's awesome. So for someone like me who I happen to be in that situation and have that benefit, I would do jury duty all the time if they let me.
Yeah, well, you had it too.
I had a super cool case I got to sit on. It was, you know, weapons and drugs and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's kind of interesting to be part of that whole process. It was pretty cool.
I was telling the guy I was working with, you know, kind of just summing that up and stuff. But I mean, it was like, first of all, I was on it for 2 weeks. It's a little bit longer because we went into Saturday sequestered.
Right, you guys got I remember that.
It was just so interesting because it was gang related and like at times things like, you know, the judge kicking some of the courtroom out because they were there to intimidate witnesses kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And when we were outside during deliberations, taking a break, that three or four of the guys from the victim's gang walked by and the Erie County sheriffs that were guarding us all put their hands on their guns when they walked by. I mean, it was really intense. Like, woo.
Serious stuff.
Yeah, but it was fun. I know. I would totally do jury duty again. Like, I would hope that somebody would choose me because it was interesting.
Because I remember when, because you guys didn't, you know, finish your business on Friday, so it was sequestered. Here's a hotel across the way. And I remember getting that phone call from you was, I only have X amount of time, and they were taking away my cell phone. And I will be in a room without a phone or a television or anything else.
Or radio,
and,
yeah.
I brought until a book tomorrow morning. So,
in fairness,
I don't know.
Judge,
if the gangs get to me, you may never hear from me again. Otherwise, this is where I am.
They walked us from the court to the hotel downtown. It was only whatever, two or three blocks, right?
Yeah.
But you passed the Erie County Holding Center, and like all the inmates are like yelling out at you as you walk by because they know. Yeah. It's so funny. But we had a dozen armed sheriffs walking us there, so I felt pretty secure. That was just funny. I ended up on part of Main Street where that guy got killed.
I didn't get called because it was probably maybe 6 months ago that, you know, I got my number in the mail, so I was really excited. I'm like, yeah, I might have jury duty again, and then they didn't call my number.
Yeah, I've got your number, don't worry.
Help.
Nope, you're stuck here. We went in addition to the exciting stuff we did Friday night and Saturday evening, Saturday morning we went to go look at Chester.
A continuation of our dog saga.
We went to the Buffalo Animal Shelter, where you had to make an appointment, so we did all that, blah blah blah. We saw a dog on their site called Chester, and he was
Chester
like
was
1 year old
cool.
And he's super cute and he's a big dude. He's a decent sized dog.
I wouldn't say he was big. He was smaller than our guys.
Okay, so he's a medium large.
Medium to
dog,
large type dog. He was like a pit bull boxer mix kind of thing. He was super cool color. Yeah. Super cute guy.
Funny thing about Chester though was he was batshit insane, as it turns out.
He was not batshit insane.
He was a crazy
1 year old puppy. That came out of a kennel. He'd been locked up, and we saw him, and he was just like, woohoo, I'm free. Yeah.
Man.
Super cute dog, though. He just wanted to run and play, and he just...
But, I mean...
He would be a great dog for a family that where you had kids that are going to play with your dog, and...
You have a 6-foot fence, because we thought...
There's
the way
potential.
He was jumping around and moving, like he could probably scale our four-foot fence
if he wanted to.
He was a super cute dog. I hope he finds a good home. It just wasn't with our two old guys who didn't want to tolerate
that. So if there's
that.
A family out there in Buffalo that's looking for a super cool dog,
if you have a big fenced
in
yard,
with, this is the guy for you.
Chester is his name, and he looks super cool. But
was a little bit too much for our older guys to handle.
Yeah, after we were there for a little bit, we were like thinking maybe we'll look at some other dogs, and you were talking with some of the volunteers there and that type of stuff, and we ended up not getting a dog from there. Not that we won't, it's just that there weren't any at the time. But as we were getting ready to leave, one of the guys that works there,
one of the came out like a dog and, warden kind of guy.
Yeah, he's an older dude. He was a black guy. He just gave us some sage advice. He's just talking to us. He's like, we had our two guys with us, so the gray faces with on Sam and
our
Hades.
Old boys.
He's like, look at those two guys. They don't want another dog.
They're set in their ways. Look at them. They get along just fine together. They don't want nobody else in the mix.
You need to put a third dog in the mix. And we're like, all right, you got it, man.
This is a guy who spends his life with dogs. Yeah, he knows. He's like, just leave these guys go.
He's like, it was almost like he was saying, your hearts are in the right place, but come on, think about this, man. Just your shit together. I also got some sage advice during the week, regarding a certain citrus being able to basically prevent COVID-19.
That's
as long as you suck on lemons, right. I was told, you will never get sick and you will not get COVID-19. So
it's worth a shot.
There you go, guys. See,
lemons are fairly inexpensive.
It's probably a good thing not a lot of people listen to this right now, because there might have been a run on lemons like there was on toilet paper. If this gets out,
maybe.
All right.
Don't let our president know it.
Yeah. We have the best lemons in the world. Far and away. Yeah. So that's good. So we didn't get another dog yet. We also found out about lemons being a cure for COVID or preventable.
It's been
therapeutic. I don't know. What
very.
Do you call it? It's been a heck
week.
Of a few days. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about that. I don't know, but it's all downhill from here.
Hey, man, it's fresh new week. Anything can happen. Anything.
One thing that did happen, and I'll talk about a little bit, was Eddie Van Halen died.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, and I have a lot of musician friends, especially on Facebook and stuff like that. So, like, my feed instantly filled up with, rest in peace and blah, 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 blah.
And their personal tributes to him.
Yeah.
And how they impacted his life and affected their...
Yep. And listen, if any of you are listening to this, I get it. I appreciate your, your sympathy and your memories of him and all of that. And I was talking with Andrew about this. It's just not me. Like, when a celebrity passes away like that, or a musician, whatever you want, like, I don't know these people personally, and I never get emotional about stuff like that, because it's just somebody that made music that I liked. Like, Neil Peart died, right? And I listened to Rush stuff for 35 years, and I'm like, oh, that sucks. No more Neil Peart music. Like, that's it. Somebody who I've listened to forever. Eddie Van Halen, I think we went to the same concert when we saw them once. I saw them before that too, saw Van Halen. But was it the one, when was it? Was it like 91 or 92? Is that when you went?
Yes.
Yeah, at the
Odd. Right after their Balance album.
Oh, yes, perfect. Yeah, that's the same concert. We went to that with different people.
Yes.
But I have a giant regret from that concert. And it wasn't who I went with, who turned out to be a fucking wacko, but...
Okay.
Do you remember who the opening band was in that show?
I don't.
Right. I didn't give a shit at the time. It was Alice in Chains.
Get out.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I'm like, I don't know who they are. I didn't show up until they were on their last song.
Yeah, I was going to say,
God damn what I wouldn't give to go back and see that performance, because they're one of my favorite. Yeah, Alice in Chains opened up. And we missed it. But anyway, Eddie Van Halen died. Rest in peace. And that's that. It's the extent. It's as emotional as I'm getting about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah, people die.
Yeah. And he had cancer for years, so it wasn't like a surprise.
Yeah.
Did you notice this?
No.
Are you sure?
Am I supposed to notice it?
I don't know. You're all sort of such an analytical person and whatnot and such and here to forth whence. I think I made those last two up. But so I was getting a piece of cheese.
Of course.
Yeah. This is Queso Talk brought to you by Joe and Carol. I was getting a piece of cheese from our refrigerator yesterday.
Yes. What kind? Because there's a plethora of cheese in our refrigerator at any given time, by the way.
We'll get to that. It was the sliced variety.
Okay.
And it was a provolone.
I was going to say, so it was the provolone.
Yeah, so we have a package of sliced provolone cheese.
Yes.
Open it up, zipping the, you know, Ziploc bag thing back up. And have you noticed that, like, on the label of it, it'll, you know, wherever it's in, it's like provolone slices, blah, blah, blah. And either above it or below it, I can't remember where, it says not smoked.
Right. Because some provolone cheese is smoked.
Right. So those ones should say smoked. The ones that are not smoked should just say provolone cheese. Why do you have to say not smoked?
You know why? Because, and this total speculation, but I'm going to guess that originally provolone cheese was smoked.
Okay, but still.
So it was probably a smoked cheese, and then somebody said, hey, we should try making this not smoked. Right.
If I found one in the store that is smoked, it will say smoked, correct? Probably.
Right, but right. It probably came along first.
Okay. It's still smoked.
Right, but they just want to make a delineation.
Right.
For people like you.
You just say provolone cheese then.
No, because a provolone cheese was probably originally smoked.
It's like getting...
No, it's
like,
not.
Like, it is. It's like potato chips that say, like, not sour cream and onion or something. Like, I know. They're just regular potato chips.
No, because plain chips came along before any other flavor.
Oh, my God. You're on the wrong side of this cheese argument. I'm telling you.
Nope, I'm not.
Yes. Mm-mm. There are holes in your argument. You're like
Swiss
cheese.
No, I'm
cheese.
Not Swiss.
Yeah, you are. It's silly for it to say not smoked. It's dumb. Don't buy that cheese anymore, ever. Ever. I've spoken. That's it. No more of that.
You cannot tell me what cheese to consume.
No, because then you
you're not the boss of me.
You're not the boss of me. Oh my God, then you'd make me go and buy it. So yeah, you can continue to do that. Yeah. We also did, this was an exciting weekend.
We also
hit some estate sales Saturday.
Yeah, but we always do that.
Jesus, way to burst my bubble.
Really? Well, I shouldn't say we always. We do a lot of estate and garage selling, especially, you know, when the weather's nice.
So one game we like to play when we go estate sale that's kind of new is guess what weird shit this person collected during their life.
Every estate sale you go to, they collected something.
So,
and for some people, because you figure some of these people, if it's an estate sale, they were elderly.
Yeah.
And this is some stuff that they have collected their entire lives, or at least adult lives, because there was one we went to when... Holy cow, they must have collected every owl tchotchke ever made.
That was like in North Buffalo, right? That big house.
Yeah.
It was an awesome house.
It was a great house.
But yes, that was an owl collection.
It was to the point where it was creepy.
Yes, extremely. There was so much of it. It filled like 1.5 rooms.
Mm-hmm.
We discovered that one of the ones we went to this weekend collected little mouse tchotchke, right? Wasn't it?
It was, mice, yeah. It was all little mice.
Yeah.
But at least those were cute. They weren't creepy like the
owls.
It's
still weird. Yeah, so everybody has a collection, apparently, and it doesn't get fully displayed until you're dead.
Yes, because nobody wants your shit once you die.
And also, everybody, listen to me. Everybody, all of you listening, throw out your Christmas shit now, at least 75% of it, because nobody is going to want to buy it after you're gone because you've accumulated so much over the 75 or 80 years that you've been alive. And there are always mountains of Christmas shit at these estate sales.
Yeah,
it's
but you know
ridiculous.
What? It's not only estate sales. It's garage sales, yard sales, everything.
Oh
if you
God.
Go to any where someone is selling something at their house, they are selling something Christmas related.
My God.
Everyone.
Seriously, part of your will should be throw out my Christmas shit.
No.
Yes.
No, because I got good Christmas stuff.
Oh, my God. We did get a Christmas tree stand, though.
That's true.
Was a pleasant surprise because we needed one.
We did.
So
because we
nice.
Get a real tree every year.
Yes. We cut it down.
Yes. Like, we actually go and that was...
like Paul Bunyan.
No.
No.
He didn't cut down Christmas trees.
He probably did around Christmas time.
Listen, I don't know what Paul's feet look like. I don't want to discuss his bunions.
He had good boots.
But yeah, that's one of our Christmas... traditions. We go and we cut down a tree. Some years we've gotten some really cool trees. Because yes, we don't always, we go, every once in a while we'll be like, look at this one. It looks kind of off. Right. And I'm like, yeah, but that's pretty cool. That's the one we're going to take.
Yeah. And we have 9-foot ceilings in our living room. And so we always try to find one that's big too. We want it to like get up as high as we can. And sometimes mm-hmm. you got to find some funky trees that look like that. We had that one with like two.
That had two trunks.
Yeah. Yeah. Two trunks are better than one. Yeah, but yes, yeah, so we have a new Christmas tree stand. It's already mounted on a piece of plywood too, which you really liked because you can, you know, put your little train set around it and such and do all that Christmassy stuff.
Shows how much you pay any attention to any of my incredibly awesome Christmas decorations because I haven't put the train out around the tree in years.
All right, moving on. Yeesh. Yeah, but we talked.
I don't even know you.
I'm going to put the train out this year.
How do you know we even own a train anymore?
We do. It's not a, well, I don't know if we have one that like runs. I don't think we do, but there's that Mickey Mouse one, right?
Yes, we have one that actually runs.
Is it the Mickey Mouse one?
No, the Mickey Mouse one is ceramic.
Oh. Woo, all right. When's the next train to fuck upville? Because I don't remember any of that stuff. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. It is my Disney Christmas tchotchke.
Gotcha. So, yeah.
Yeah, but we can't talk about too much about that now because...
No. What are we going to talk about?
We will have plenty at Christmas time to talk about.
It's going
to
be Carol's Christmas podcast. Well, maybe we'll do a special episode of just you talking about Christmas shit. I won't even be there.
You know what, though? Besides Christmas... I happen to truly also enjoy Halloween.
Which is coming up.
They're probably up there with me for like top holidays.
And you haven't decorated for Halloween yet, though.
No, you know what? I don't decorate early for Halloween because I feel like I feel like Christmas is a season, but Halloween is just a holiday. So a couple weeks before, I'll throw out some stuff. Besides, October's really rainy and a lot of time the Halloween decorations get ruined, so...
Whatever you do, man. That's
cool. I'll probably get those out this week.
All right. Nice.
My Day of the Dead light up skull for the
The skull
yard.
We got last year. That was pretty cool. Dia de la Muerta. Mm-hmm. Muerta? Muerte? Mordo? Mordecai? Rigby?
Rigby.
Hey. No? All right. Fine. Something I was going to talk about last week that I didn't, and I'll make it short.
Oh, no. Oh, that's right. Didn't we? We ran out of time and there was something.
Yeah, and... So I'll make this short, but I've always been, and we've talked about it here, very self-deprecating, doubting kind of my skills and my knowledge and that type of stuff. And I'm hesitant to do some things because I don't think I'll do it well. And I don't think I know enough to do things well, all this kind of stuff, right? Is this accurate? You can talk.
Yes.
Okay. I came across something that... I always just assumed it was just like a wicked case of self-deprecation, that kind of thing. Came across something called imposter syndrome, which prior to me coming across that, I had not heard about. And imposter syndrome, I'll read this real quick, is imposter syndrome is a psychological pattern in which an individual doubts their skills, talents, or accomplishments and has a persistent internalized fear of being exposed as a fraud. And despite evidence...
As a frog?
Fraud.
Oh,
Jesus.
I thought I meant like you eat flies and you spread it.
That's exactly what it was. I'm going to go eat that fly on Mike Pence's head. despite external evidence of their competence, those experiencing this phenomenon remain convinced that they are frauds and do not deserve all they have achieved. Oh my God, does that nail my head? That's what's going on in my head almost all the time. And I
found... You should probably talk to somebody
about
this.
I'm going to research how to fix it.
Oh, my God. You're the worst.
Listen, but there are...
Even more so, people should not use, quote-unquote, WebMD or any other, whether it's the Mayo Clinic website or anything else, to cure your own illnesses. You really should not be trying to kill your own mental illnesses using the internet.
There was some sweet Chipotle mayo on the food I got last night. At Blackthorn. Is that the mayo you're talking about?
And these are why I hate you.
Okay. But there are five different types of this imposter syndrome, and mine is the expert. And experts say that they basically, you know, measure their competence on what they know and how much they can do, believing they will never know enough. They fear being exposed as inexperienced or knowledgeable. So if you are a psychologist out there or know one that will work for free, help them help me overcome my imposter syndrome. That's all. It's a PSA.
Yeah.
It's truth. Hence the hesitancy on so many things like the home inspection stuff, all that kind of crap. I'm just afraid that I don't know enough.
You already know everything I think on this topic.
I don't know, man. All right.
What? Nothing.
Yeah, I know. I'm a fucking head case. You're not used to that yet?
I try to ignore it.
Oh, God. Maybe you can teach
me how to
ignore
it. Well, if I think about it too much, I may just commit you. I'll just sign the papers and have somebody come and pick you up.
That might be the right call. I'm not saying
Well, I like to think that you're a responsible adult that can take care of himself.
Well, that's what I'm going to Google on how to fix it.
That's no. No. That's not, that's the wrong answer.
What's wrong with my body? I have it bookmarked.
Okay, Joshy.
Yeah. So, anywho. What else has been happening? Anything? Nothing? You're the silent majority now? What's going on?
I am. I'm playing the silent partner today.
Oh, my God. You're not doing a good job here. Let's go. Come on.
Why? Oh.
Oh, ha. You can talk.
I can talk. And we can discuss this. Buffalo's a very unique place, right?
Yes.
And unless you've been here, you have to actually have lived here, been born here to really appreciate it. But there are many quirks about living in Buffalo and Western New York, if you will. And one of them, and this really makes me laugh, because a lot of stuff is just, blah, blah, blah. Yes, we call them wings. They're not Buffalo wings. Yeah. You know, it's crap like that.
You hate being called upstate New York, called blah, 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 all
right.
That stuff.
But this one is incredibly true, and it's kind of funny, because we only do it here, and that's interstates, things like that. They have numbers, right?
Yeah.
So here we've got the 90 and the 190, but if you notice, I can't even say it without putting the in front of it.
Yes,
we refer to our major highways and we put the word the, so it's the 190, or you take the 90 east.
Yes.
Right, but the funny part about that is that if we were to go on vacation someplace, a road trip, we don't do that. Like, if I were to give you directions and you're driving and I'm, co-piloting, I would say, okay, you're going to take 65 west and get off at 95. Yeah. I wouldn't put the in front of it.
No, you would not. And it would be weird if you did.
Right. But here, where we live, we put the in front of all of our major roadways.
We should put the in front of, start doing in front of like street names too.
Take the main street the Union. To the Union.
Go to the Union, get on the 400, get off at the Seneca Street. I think that works. We could try it.
Yeah, might catch on.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
What's another thing that we do here?
Yeah. I don't know.
Guys? Yeah, we say guys, guys.
Guys, that's right. Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
Yeah. What's up, guys?
Yep. That's going, very guys? Regional.
Is it really?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
I think a good majority of the rest of the United States uses that Y word.
Ugh. Ugh. So dumb.
Y'all. What are y'all doing?
What are y'all doing? Y'all hungry?
See, when we
y'all
say
want
it,
something to drink?
You can't help if we were to say it to make it sound mocking. And
that's how they sound. That's how my people in where my parents live sound.
It's how your parents sound.
Y'all want something to drink there? No.
Oh, now you're going to make fun of the Cajuns?
I could riff on that. I think Tom Segura covered it way better than I did, though.
Yes.
Yeah, I won't be as funny as he was making fun of that entire thing. But it's funny, I did see something, and I don't have it in front of me on this, but that and probably explains a lot about that whole Cajun thing, is that in like the 1700s, right? It must have been before the Louisiana Purchase. Like in France, if you were a prisoner and you agreed to marry a prostitute, you could get out of prison and they would ship you to Louisiana to live. That is the genesis and the backstory of a lot of the Cajun people then. Prisoners and prostitutes.
I don't think that's true.
I read it on Twitter. It's a fact.
Oh, so if it's on Twitter, it's got to be true.
What did Segura
say? The tire fire that Twitter is, and that's where you're getting your education.
You got to go watch, if you haven't, go watch Tom Segura's specials, actually, because he's doubled, tripled down on that. But I think I mentioned that before, mm-hmm. but like his, what is the hell is the line is like about Cajun people goes, there is a whole like population of Cajun people living among us. Like they're same as us. He goes, they're not. Why do they have rights? He goes, it's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were prostitutes and prisoners. So there you go. Mom, if you're listening, get out. You shouldn't be there.
It's too late.
I know.
They're not going anywhere.
Watching, was it Swamp People? That's a great show. I watch that all the time when it's on. That main guy, Troy Landry. Oh, shoot him, Jacob. Shoot him. He's so good. Oh, that's a tree shaker,
he's
Jacob.
He's legendary.
Yeah, he is. He does like meet and greet stuff.
Yeah.
Like appearances where you can like, you know, get your picture taken and get an autograph and stuff.
Well, we were down at the...
Old Bayou?
We were down at the Old Bayou and we went down to visit. Remember? We went on the, was it a gator tour?
Well, it's a gator. We did go on a gator tour at one point. Yeah.
When we went down to visit them once.
Right.
But we were at, I don't know what it's called, the place where they take the gators after they've caught them.
Yeah, well, there's a couple gatory things. It's where they like go to like process them and stuff like that. But yes.
But yes, that's we went there and we got to see some of the people that were, they were actually on the show.
Yeah, we did. I don't know if you did, but I remember watching an episode where those people were on there.
Mm-hmm.
But that was also like a gator farm too. We got to hold like baby alligators and
that's
stuff.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. A little gator.
Prisoners and prostitutes. That's your legacy, Louisiana. Way to go.
Great. Now you've offended an entire state.
Yeah, well... Whatever, man. I'll own it.
they're gonna hunt you down. They're gonna like at the borders. They're gonna be waiting for you.
What are they gonna do? Put a hook with chicken meat on a tree for me? That's the only way they know how to hunt things. Oh, we're gonna get that, Joe. We're gonna get them with this bait.
They fish with guns.
Oh God, fucking hillbillies. Redneck, hillbilly,
really
everything.
Hillbillies?
Yeah, Cajun are like pretty much everybody combined. All the worst attributes from hillbillies and rednecks and southerners, everything. Yeah.
Backwoods. Gotcha.
Like, yeah.
I just can't understand a damn word they say.
Gene pool got all mixed up. I remember real quick, because we're about out of time, when my father, before they moved down there, my dad was going down there like looking, I think, for like work and that kind of stuff. And this was 20 years ago. But there's a street there called Ambassador Doyle. And my dad didn't know where he's going, so we stopped for directions, and it was an old Cajun dude, and he was like, oh, you have to go, he told him, like, you know, you have to take Ambassador Doyle to get there or whatever, but he was going, then you take Amador, and my dad was like, wait, what? He goes, Amador. He was saying Ambassador Doyle, he was saying Amador. Yeah, these are not people. These those are mutants.
Yeah, but that's where your parents chose to live. Like, there was no, like, they could have gone anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Where are the weirdest,
and they
oddest,
chose
most redneck, hillbilly, southerner combined people in the world? Louisiana. That's it. That's our spot.
You know what? We poke fun.
Fun? What?
Fun. We poke fun. But when I found out what they pay for property tax.
Oh my God.
Like, I almost wanted to vomit.
Yeah.
It literally made me almost be physically ill to think of how much, I should say, they don't pay. So they're not, you know, they didn't make that,
uneducated
decision. That was,
no,
that
they
was
just
wise.
Live amongst, they just live amongst the uneducated now instead.
They're like geniuses, right?
Sure. Yeah. I think genius every time I'm down there. Oh, God. All right, lady. We should wrap this up before we get in trouble.
Already?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do it again next week. And then we'll start planning for the Carol Christmas special podcast where it will just be you.
Well, let me think. Where are we? Well, this is a big time of year. We could have a Halloween special. We could do a Thanksgiving special.
Okay. Yeah. Tell you what, unlike most weeks, why don't you do some show prep and you can write all these things down and then we can talk about them when the time is right.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. We're done. I'm done with this.
You're awfully angry.
I love you.
No, I don't think you do.
Well, I'm telling you I do, so I do.
Oh, I'm just supposed to believe you?
I love you, honey. I can't wait to see you again next week so that we can record.
Okay. Love you too.
Bye.